لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي الساعة من يطيع الله ورسوله فقد رشد ومن يعصهما فإنه لا يضر إلا نفسه ولا يضر أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الدين عند الله الإسلام وقال تعالى ومن يبتغي غير الإسلام دينا فلن يقبل منه وهو في الآخرة من الخاسرين وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الدنيا حلوة خضرة وإن الله مستخلفكم فيها فينظر كيف تعملون أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين.
My more respected elders and dear brothers, all praises are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is our creator, our nourisher, our sustainer, our cherisher. And peace and salutations be upon our noble master, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in abundance. Respected brothers and elders, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in Qur'an al-Kareem, وَاللَّهُ يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاءُ وَيَخْتَارُ. Allah creates whatever He wishes. And from amongst the things that Allah has created, Allah has given preference, Allah has given virtue to some things over others. This is the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. With regards to the places of the world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given preference to the lands of Makkah Mukarramah, Madinah Munawwara, to the other portions of the earth. In the same way, amongst Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given preference to Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam over the other Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam. When it comes to the months of the year, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given preference to the month of Ramadan over the other months of the year. When it comes to the days of the week, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given preference, has given virtue, extra virtue to this day of Jumu'ah, to the other days of the week. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, خَيْرُ يَوْمٍ طَلَعَتْ عَلَيْهِ الشَّمْسِ يَوْمُ الْجُمُعَةِ. The best day on which the sun rises is most definitely the day of Jumu'ah. فِيهِ خَلَقَ اللَّهُ Adam. It was on the day of Jumu'ah on which Allah Ta'ala had created Adam alayhi salatu wassalam. وَفِيهِ أُدْخِلَ فِي الْجَنَّةِ. He was entered into Jannah on the day of Jumu'ah. وَفِيهِ أُخْرِجَ مِنْهَا. He was taken out from Jannah on the day of Jumu'ah. وَفِيهِ تَقُومُ السَّاعَةِ. Qiyamah also will take place on the day of Jumu'ah. So respected brothers and elders, in the same way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has preferred this deen of Islam, has given virtue to this deen of Islam. As Allah mentions in Qur'an al-Kareem, إِنَّ الدِّينَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ الْإِسْلَامِ. The deen that is accepted, the only deen that is accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is this deen of Islam. وَمَنْ يَبْدَغِ غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْ. Any person who treads any other path besides the path of deen, it will never be accepted from him. So respected brothers and elders, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with deen. وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينًا. Allah is pleased that this deen of Islam be your deen. Whoever will adopt deen, whoever will bring deen in his life, Allah will be pleased with that individual. Because Allah is pleased with deen. Whoever will bring deen in their lives, Allah will be pleased with that individual. Because brothers, deen is connected to each and every limb of our bodies. This deen that's connected to the eyes, deen that's connected to our ears, deen that's connected to our tongue, deen that is connected to each and every limb of our bodies. We have to be really impressed. Deen is greater than this whole world and whatever it contains. In one riwayat is mentioned that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created this, when Allah ta'ala created the earth began to shake. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put mountains onto the earth, by means of which the earth became stable. The angels, the malaika of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, seeing the power of the mountains, they asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, O Allah, have you created anything more powerful than the mountains? Allah Pak said, yes, I've created steel. Steel is such that it to the mountains. Again they asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, O Allah, have you created anything more powerful than steel? Allah said, yes, I've created fire. Fire is such that it will melt steel. Again they asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Wallah, have you created anything more powerful than fire? Allah said, yes, I've created water. Water is such that it can extinguish fire. Again they asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Wallah, more powerful than water? Allah ta'ala said, yes, I've created wind. Wind will hold water in the form of clouds. Again they asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Wallah, have you created anything more powerful than wind? Allah said, yes. It is when my servant gives sadaqah, gives charity with his right hand, and his left hand doesn't know about it. This is greater in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than the mountains, than steel, than water, than fire, than everything else in this world. Really, respected brothers and elders, we have to be impressed by deen. The thing that has to really impress us is deen. And we have to make an effort to bring deen in our lives. Because all the promises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are connected to deen, are connected to the amal of deen. You see, sadaqah is only one action from amongst the amal of deen. Imagine if you'll bring the whole of deen in our lives. At every given moment, we'll perceive and we'll be under the divine protection of Allah. So all the promises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are linked to deen. Just take one example. Nabi SAW has mentioned, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself says, Istaghfiru innahu kana ghaffara. Make istighfar. Istighfar is only one amal from amongst the many amal of deen. What are the benefits of just one amal, of this one amal of istighfar? By the way, when it comes to istighfar, they say, firstly, make istighfar after committing a sin. Then, for a believer, after the completion of a good deed also, we are told to make istighfar. For example, after salah, we're told to make istighfar. Astaghfirullah 3 times. This is masnoon. Then, we are told to make istighfar on behalf of the ummah. Nabi SAW himself was told, fa'fu anhum, wastaghfir lahum. O Nabi SAW, forgive them and make istighfar on their behalf. فَعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لِذَنْبِكَ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ. We are told to make istighfar on behalf of people. So daily we have to take out time to make istighfar. Beg Allah Ta'ala's forgiveness. So when it comes to istighfar, what are the benefits of istighfar? Allah Himself says, استغفروه إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَّارًا. Make istighfar. For most definitely Allah is most forgiving. This is, as I said, only one amal from amongst the many amal of deen. Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّهُ كَانَ يُرُسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارًا. Through the barakah of istighfar, Allah will send rain in abundance. وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ جَنَّاتِ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ أَنْهَارًا. Allah will put barakah in the means of agriculture. Allah Ta'ala will bless a person with children. مَنْ لَزِمَ الْإِسْتِغْفَارِ. That person who holds steadfast unto istighfar. Allah Ta'ala will find a way out with regards to all his difficulties. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him sustenance from such avenues that he knows not. So respected brothers and elders, this is only one amal from amongst the many amal of deen. So all the promises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are linked to the amal of deen. All the promises of Allah, whether it be the promise of Allah of a good life in this world, whether it be the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of vajjarancy on the earth, whether it be the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of barakah, of blessings. وَلَوْ أَنَّ أَهْلَ الْقُرَىٰ آمَنُوا وَاتَّقَوْا. If the people only had true iman and they truly feared Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as they ought to fear Allah, لَفَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ بَرَكَاتٍ مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Allah says, it will open up the blessings and the barakat of the skies and earth. So all the promises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are linked to amal. And amal is basically linked to iman. Amal is linked to iman to the extent that a person has a connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To the extent that a person has love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his heart. To the strength of an individual's iman, to that extent will a person come upon deen. If a person's heart is linked to Allah, that's why we have to make Allah our objective. Objective is Allah. We have to truly become Allah's. Nabi SAW, when he came to Madinah Munawwara, one of the first advices that Nabi SAW gave Sahaba anhum was what? Man aslaha ma baynahu wa bayna Allah. أَصْلَحَ اللَّهُ مَا بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَ خَلْقِهِ. That person who will mend his relationship with Allah. Allah will mend that individual's relationship with the entire creation. مَنْ كَانَ لِلَّهِ كَانَ اللَّهُ لَهُ. That person will truly become Allah's. He will truly become Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will become his. So we have to mend the relationship with Allah. Understand the system of Allah. When the person will give his heart to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in actual fact, that person is making, he will give his heart to Allah and he will do amal. Accordingly, he will do good amal. He will bring deen in his life. That person, in actual fact, is making his jannat. He will live under the shade of that jannat on earth. Life in this world will become a life of jannat. It's mentioned in Quran al-Kareem, وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّتَانِ. That person who truly fears standing in front of Allah, for that individual, there will be two jannats. Ulama explain, one tafsir is that, one is jannat of the akhirat, and the other is the jannat of this world. Life in this world will become a life of jannat. And on the other hand, that person who will turn away from Allah, turn away from the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the actual fact, that person is making his jahannam. And he will live under the shade of the jahannam on the surface of this earth. Man a'rada an dhikri. That person will turn away from Allah, the deen of Allah, the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكَ. In this world, he will live a very narrow, difficult life. His life in this world will be a life of difficulty. This is the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we have to make our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We've truly become Allah's. Get the greatness, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our hearts. And accordingly, we have to bring deen in our lives. As I said, deen is connected to each and every limb of our bodies. There's different aspects with regards to deen. When it comes to deen, one is, yes, our imaniyat. Our beliefs when it comes to deen. And beliefs when it comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our beliefs when it comes to akhirat, when it comes to the angels, when it comes to different aspects of deen, to rectify our beliefs. Then the second thing is ibadat. The commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when it comes to ibadat, whether it be salah, whether it be zakat, whether it be hajj, whether it be fasting. All these commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bring it alive in our lives and to bring it alive in the ummah. And the third aspect is our mu'amalat. Our business transactions, business dealings, be according to deen. Our mu'asharat. Mu'asharat is our social interaction, be according to deen. And our akhlaq, our character, be according to the sublime and noble character of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is basically deen. Expected by Allah to bring deen alive. And to see the promises of deen, effort has to be made. Through the efforts of deen, deen will come alive. Through the efforts of deen, deen will come alive. And basically, the efforts of deen are three. There are three efforts of deen. By means of which deen comes alive. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came with these efforts of deen. Through these efforts of deen, deen came alive. What are the efforts of deen? Dawat, ta'lim, and tazkiyah. These are the efforts of deen. Through these efforts of deen, deen will come alive. The commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come alive. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward our elders. They've established these efforts of deen. They've went all out to bring alive these efforts of deen in our own country and abroad. Let us take benefit from all these efforts of deen. Take benefit from our ulama ikram. Link ourselves to our ulama ikram. The tafsir classes, the tarjuma classes that take place every morning after fajr. Our mashayikh, the effort that they're making to rectify people. May Allah reward them. Let us benefit from all these aspects of deen and all these aspects when it comes to the effort of deen. Let us benefit from our mashayikh, from our ulama ikram, whether it be adult classes, whether it be other aspects, the darulums, the maktabs. Let us benefit. This is basically a means of deen coming alive. Deen has to come alive firstly in the lives of the men of this ummah. Deen has to come alive in the lives of the women of this ummah. And deen has to come alive in the lives of even the children of this ummah. Through these efforts of deen, Deen will come alive. So let us link ourselves to these efforts of deen. Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless Haji Bhai Paja Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi and our elders who have started this effort of dawat in our country. Alhamdulillah, through this effort of dawat, we see deen has come alive. Institutes of deen have come alive. The deen has come alive collectively amongst people. And this is the object of this effort of dawat. That how can the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala come alive firstly in our lives? And the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala come alive in the lives of the entire ummah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are seeing, mashallah, the fruits of the efforts. We are seeing the fruits of the efforts. Alhamdulillah. Last week in Masjid al-Hilal, we had a students program. Alhamdulillah, there were more than 2,000 youngsters that attended the students program. MashaAllah, many, many jamaats out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As we know, at the moment we are witnessing the end of the year period where schools are closed, many, many youngsters on holiday, factories also are shutting down. So MashaAllah, they say more than 60 jamaats are out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah, our jamaat is from Pietermaritzburg. Some effort was made on youngsters, alhamdulillah, from Pietermaritzburg. There are 24 youngsters that are out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for 4 months. They just finished the matric. They just finished, some of them, just finished their courses in varsity. Now to get direction in life, they're out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we request the brothers to make dua for our jamaat. Make dua for our youngsters. Allah Pak take them from strength to strength. And the main objective of jamaat also coming out in the path of Allah and all these efforts of deen is that deen has to come alive. The commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has to come alive. You see, there's two efforts we have to make. One is, yes, we have to make an effort on ourselves and we have to make an effort on the environment. We have to make an effort on the environment. You see, in Makkah Mukarramah, effort was made on Sahaba radiallahu anhum. They brought deen in their lives. But the environment was not conducive. It was difficult for them to act on deen. And on the other hand, when they migrated to Madinah Munawwara, in Madinah Munawwara, the environment was very conducive. It was environment, yes, of deen. But on the other hand, there were certain individuals whose hearts weren't connected to Allah, the munafiqeen, the hypocrites. It was difficult for them also to act on deen. It was difficult for them to act on deen. So a twofold effort has to be made. One is effort on ourselves to link our hearts to Allah, to bring deen in our life, and to have worry and concern with regards to the ummah. How can the ummah be safe from the fire of Jahannam? How can every individual be linked to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Deen come alive, the commands of Allah come alive, sunnah and shariat comes alive. And this is the objective of this effort of da'wah and tabligh. Respected brothers and elders, we request the brothers, inshallah, we ourselves personally, inshallah, let's connect ourselves to this great mubarak effort of da'wah. By means of which, firstly, we will benefit. Encourage our youngsters to go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Encourage others also to go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise, we know this is the end of the year period. We know at this time of the year, evils are on the increase. Evils at its peak. This is the time when most amount of accidents take place, most amount of murders take place, most amount of negative things take place at this time of the year. So we are insan himself. What is insan? Insan is basically time. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has mentioned, ni'matani maghbunun fihima kathirun minan nas. There are two bounties regarding which people are in deception. People don't appreciate. One is as-sihhatu wal-farah. One is free time and the other is good health. People are negligent with regards to these bounties. So let's encourage others to go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make these holidays into holy days. We encourage people to go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Personally, we ourselves also go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make an effort to bring deen alive in our lives and in the lives of the entire ummah. All ready for this, inshallah. Allah give me and all of us tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.